You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmitz.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Very special thanks to Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Her podcast is always on point, and she does not mince words. She will bring it strong every single time. Same thing with these two guys, Kevin Van Ness and Brian Mills, Talk of the Town, Music in the Park, McAuliffe Park, on July 8th. And he brought us some really cool beats.
These are like awesome beats. See, I wonder who's here.
You got it. That's, you got the real deal there, guys.
I love them.
That I didn't even bother saying anything. No, that was going to happen. Brian. So, yeah.
You know.
It's on, I have the CD in my car that you play that on.
We danced at the Mardi Gras.
What's that?
While we danced at the Mardi Gras.
Yes. All right. That's great. Hey, thank you for these. These are the real deal, these beads.
They're heavier than
right.
I thought.
Those are ones off the real float that you in Mardi Gras down in New Orleans.
That's right. Awesome.
So, but you're here for the summer.
We're here for the summer.
And then you go down to Florida and New Orleans and all that other stuff. But thank you for being here.
We're at McAuliffe Park tomorrow night, bringing a little bit of New Orleans.
All right. And that's a nice neighborhood.
Thanks. Very nice.
Neighborhood Association, they kind of got it going on there. I know you do, Brian.
Yep, I'm doing well. Yeah, we're excited. We're hosting our second Music in the Park tomorrow, 6 to 8, at McAuliffe Park over on Sitka, not McAuliffe School. If you go there, you're not going to hear any music, so.
You've done some really cool things, though, for that whole area there, haven't you?
Our neighborhood association's expanded on some of our activities. We do an Easter egg hunt. We do a couple concerts in the park. Just some other activities just to get people out and see their neighbors.
And thank you for doing that. These neighborhood associations are all volunteer. You volunteer. Mm-hmm. You're the president?
I'm the vice president.
Vice president. And those Easter egg hunts, my neighborhood association has a back-to-school cookout. Those things really do reduce crime, and it gets you to know each other, and you can count on each other, and it just makes, you get your tax bill, nobody likes it, but it's like, no, this is, I like living here.
Yeah, it's great, because we see people that we wouldn't necessarily see, you know, just kind of walking around, and it's nice to bring other people into the neighborhood and kind of see the parks that we've got. You know, the city's obviously got great parks. We were just at the city band concert over by you on Wednesday. But it's just nice to see people recognize the different areas that we have in the city. McAuliffe Park it's a kind of newer park, but it's nice. We've got a playground right over there. You can come hear music in the park, play beanbags or whatever, just, you know, and just hang out. But seeing the different features of each park in the city is pretty awesome. So,
and I think that's kudos to the city for having, you know, 32, 33 parks versus one large piazza and everybody just living, you know, with houses and houses. So those neighborhood parks are, they're valued.
It's a great thing in the neighborhood. So we like it.
And what other activities? You said you do the Easter egg hunt, which is always a good one.
Yep. So we do the Easter egg hunt. We do some music in the parks. We're looking at doing some stuff in the fall. Just, you know, it's our association, there's, I'm sure like most neighborhood associations, we got 6 or 7 people that do a lot of the lifting and then, you know, sometimes and we'd always appreciate help with it.
Yeah. So. We have like 5-6 employees here. Todd does all the work. So we
know.
Same percent.
I will say this. So I think these parks are really well maintained throughout the entire area. I think they're great parks, but when you bring music into that park, it makes it come alive.
Oh yeah. It's nothing better than a summer night with the neighborhood out and playing under the stars and stuff. It's great.
And you bring a little energy to the music, too.
Oh, we have a great time. We're just up at the Alpine last week, and they're used to playing a lot of the rock band cover bands.
Yeah.
And so we come in, they got young kids in there, and he's doing like 100 people second line, and these kids are, what is this? This is great. What is this stuff?
I got to share something with Kevin. So Kevin and I have known each other for years. We taught at Washington together, and my daughter is a low brass player at East and needed some help. Two different times, I think you helped her out on just some lessons. Before solo ensemble, she brought her duet partner. Kevin helped him out. And after that, she said, her partner said that Kevin's like the coolest guy in the world. He was down in the basement. You're showing him some of your instruments and stuff like that. So to get two high school players to hear and just feel the energy of the music they produce is amazing. So thanks, Kevin.
To think you're cool. Wow, that is something.
That's pretty cool. Is my wife listening out there?
Are my kids listening?
Yeah, it's one of those things, though, too. And Brian, you're talking about that. And Jim, you're a big advocate of this. You know, sometimes just getting to know your neighbors and just knowing that somebody kind of got your back, you know, if you're out of town or whatever. And, you know, I think that is a very big part in helping prevent crime when somebody who might be in an area for bad reasons kind of gets that sense of, hey, these guys are close. This guy's a friend. That guy's a friend. Somebody's looking out the window at me walking around. I think that is really important.
Well, when you see people in the park, you know that people are watching. You know, so, and we don't, I don't know of any significant issues in there, but just having that many people in the area talking to each other, and even if you're not from the neighborhood, just the fact that you're utilizing it helps prevent other issues to
take place.
Absolutely.
There's eyes on it. Eyes on the community.
I mean, we're playing in August, St. Mary of the Angels by the old roller skating rink.
Yeah.
And they're doing a community type block party for the same reason, just to get the connection, instead of the vandalism. No, this is our area.
Right.
Exactly.
We did a study one time, it was over 20 years ago, but the number of people that, you know your next door neighbor, but the one after that, I was amazed how many people didn't. It's like, really?
Yeah.
And just, you know, one, two houses down. I don't know who lives there. It's like, wow. But these neighborhood associations, like Brian said, you know, you're out in the park. It's like, where do you live? Oh, really? You live there? And, where I live in this old neighborhood, it's not your house till you move out. You know, it's like, oh, you live in, it's not really your house. It's the people who live there before.
Yeah, they used to live there,
But I just think it's cool that there's so many different activities that go on in these neighborhoods. But nothing brings them out like music, Kevin. That's really, I don't know what, that's really nice that you're doing this because you.
Oh, I'm glad Brian brings in a variety. Like I said, it's nice to see that a lot of these venues are trying different styles.
Right.
Because I always say when I go listen, I don't really care what the style is. If it's good, I'll sit and watch it or listen to it.
Right.
And Brian's doing a great job with those. You know, they're all friendly neighborhoods. They come out for one night, just get together.
Well, and we really appreciate it. I mean, the funding used to be there from the Green Bay neighborhoods, which I think came through the city just, with IRSA money and through COVID. So that money's been sent. So, we're always trying to just generate revenue. It's not like any of the neighborhood associations are sitting on, a ton of cash with it. So it's great when artists recognize that we're just trying to get people out and help us out on that as well. So
thank you for doing that. That's just
so what kind of a performance are you going to put on?
The best.
Oh, we do. We're out in the audience in the second song with the horns.
Okay.
And we're doing the second line New Orleans thing, and we feature a piano player and stuff. It's all a talented band, and our big thing goes over quite well. Jim's got on the CD is that Sing, Sing, Sing with the old Gene Krupa bass player, and then they're playing on each other's instruments.
Brian, the McAuliffe Neighborhood Association, which has, I don't know how many members, houses within there, but other people could stop in. You'd be okay with that.
Oh, absolutely. We're not checking IDs at the driveway coming into the park.
I just think that's nice that they're open up to other people.
Kevin's got a bunch of groupies that come in.
I know that.
You see. We've been around. Yeah, we're at the Legacy with that bunch.
They kind of get a little nervous after they leave the park.
They were pounding shots.
Usually pretty good.
And Kevin, what else? This is July.
Quick text here. Super quick read. Great to hear Snarky Brian, a former colleague of mine at Westy Pier Middle School.
Thanks, Terry.
You have a couple things going on in the city.
Yeah, we're playing about 3, 4, 5 times a week.
Wow.
So we're at McAuliffe tomorrow night. Come on out, 6 o'clock. Thursday, we do a unique thing. We're down in Fond du Lac doing the dementia daycare.
Oh, fun.
And those people, we were shocked the first time we play it. Because you come there, and...
So it's all dementia patients?
All dementia where relatives, family drop them off during the day because they have to work. It's almost like a daycare, but not for little kids, but for the old.
Okay.
And we played the concert, and it's like someone turned on the light switch, the computer file opened. These people are up dancing, wanting to do the polka, leading a parade. The nurses and the people are like, this can't be the same person. I couldn't even get to come into the room. So it's just incredible. It's like computer goes on, and a minute you're done playing, it goes back off.
It's amazing what music can do.
Yeah.
With dementia patients and memory care patients. My dad, too, right? Would sit there. Didn't know if he was there or not. You turn on an old Willie Nelson song, and there he was singing along,
With that, I don't know if we got time real quick, a real short story. When we got done playing, I got a message. Are you the band that just played? And in this day and age, you're always, okay, what did we say wrong?
Right.
We played the Beer Barrel Polka. What else can you do?
Right.
She said, no, I want to thank you for giving my dad back for a day. Because every day I talk to him, I get him ready, I bring him, drop him off, I pick him up, talk to him, dinner, not a word. today I got in the car. He knew every instrument. He said he led a parade. He was dancing a polka. Is that true?
That's awesome.
She said, you brought my dad back for a day.
That's.
I said, you got to have music.
Goosebumps from that, to be honest.
Every other thing.
Wow.
She said, yeah, he knew everything. Is that true? I said, yeah, he did. Yeah. The one gentleman, I made it a point every time I walked by him to say hi when I brought the equipment in. Wouldn't say a word, just staring at the wall. He comes in while we're playing. You guys got any old 50s music? We do like Jealous Rock. He's dancing like Dancing on the Stars, the same guy. So you're right, Todd. It's incredible, the power of music.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, that and, not to change stuff, but that and horses are the two things, or animals in general, are the two things that can get people out of that place they're at.
Yeah.
And like you said, bring them back for a day or whatever. Yeah. So I love it that different organizations are looking at that and utilizing those tools.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, what you're bringing to the table is so important.
Yeah. And we play, like I say, we'll be at McAuliffe tomorrow night. Come on out. And then we're there. And then Saturday, we're at Wine a Lot. So we play any and everything.
Yeah. And then you play all summer here. I mean, we can give us your website again, but I know you're playing down.
You move that one day. Kevin Van Ness, right, Talk of the Town.
Right.
July 17th, we're at the Green Bay Botanical Gardens.
That'd
be Green Bay one day concert that got canceled because of the rain.
Right. That got.
We'll be back. Okay. The last Tuesday in July, July 27th, playing that.
And you do the Packer games again? I'll hold them Packer.
Oh, yeah. We'll be at the Packer games.
Yeah.
That is a cool thing. For people that haven't seen you before, when you guys walk around. You're unique. But I'll tell you what. You bring a party to. It's the biggest party in the state on those days. But you bring a party to the party.
Well, John at the draft ran into Patrick Holmes' mom over at East High. They were doing that. She said, who are you guys? We said, you're a Packer band. We got to get this over in Kansas City.
That's what I mean.
She said, this is cool as heck. How come you guys aren't? And we said, yeah, we are. Every game. She was shocked.
Yeah, it's outstanding what you guys do. And it's such casual. It's not like, you know, your nose is in the air. You guys just want to go there and play some fun music.
That's all, at this age, John, there's no more egos in the band. We just play to have fun.
Well, like Brian, you guys are, you know, living a good life now, but you've done a lot for this community with your education. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Both of you guys.
Yeah.
What's that?
No, I said appreciate it. He said both of you guys.
Oh, so, yeah. Well, I said, Brian, you have, and you've coached as well, and you've done so many things outside of school as well with band and music. And these
the neat thing now, Mayor, is when you're out in the community now and you see these 40-year-olds and stuff. Hey, Mr. Van Ness, thanks for this or thanks for that. Because when they're in middle school, they don't really talk to you at that adult
level.
They
talk to me all the time.
They talk to Brian. Yeah, I know. But it's kind of cool now you're seeing the results that you didn't think it was that much of an impact, but how much it was when you had those students playing at the Widener Center or something like that.
The best thing I've seen is when I see a student working at Quick Trip or Costco, because I know they've got a job, they've got insurance, they've done what they want to do, they're contributing to the community, and they're just doing a great job with
that. And they're here.
And it's, you know, it works
well.
They
love to retain talent.
And I'm sure both of you guys, and I've got a lot of friends at Todd over there at Washington. I spoke over there, did lots of things there. But obviously, financially, it's a little bit of a disadvantaged area and a school. And I can't even imagine how many times you guys have helped out some of those kids that nobody ever knows about.
Buy food, clothes, instruments, everything. But the unique thing there was, academically, those students would kind of give up. But when it came to music and the arts, they thought they could be the next Michael Jackson. They were willing to compete, and they really got into that. As Brian witnessed with all the stuff we did, he was several times helped out with our big concerts all over at the KI and the White.
Bald Santa is fantastic. Yeah. So, we have, like I said, we have our concert tomorrow. We're going to have, I think, the best popcorn in the city. You guys do a great job with the city band. I think ours is slightly better.
All right, I'm there.
Green Bay Ice Cloud is going to be there selling shaved ice, so it helps us out with that.
Can you guys stick around?
Fantastic.
Sure. Yeah,
we got it. Come on up. You can't walk
out. Come on,
All right, hear a little something. We'll be back with more. Kevin Van Ness, Brian Mills, Talk of the Town, Music in the Park, Frank Hermans. You still here, Franco? He'll be coming up next as well. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Rockin' into the night, rockin' into the night.
Hey, welcome back. Kevin Van Ness and Brian Mills, Taco Town, Music in the Park, McAuliffe Park, coming up on July 8th. Brian, going to switch gears real quick. You're a big-time official.
I'm an official. I'm not, you're an official. By no means am I big time.
Tell me about the state of officiating in Wisconsin.
We're always using people. We always need people. This year, we're at a spot where I think we've got every game covered in the area for football, but one broken arm or anything like that, it throws everything off. So we're always looking. If you're interested in getting into officiating, contact the Green Bay Officials Association. We'll get you scheduled for fall sports, and we'll get you trained and help you out on that. So,
you know, it would not be a bad idea. Think about this. Like at the games that we do, that we broadcast, just have me while I'm announcing as one of the officials.
Oh, yeah, that would work out great.
I make a lot of calls from the booth.
We know a lot of people make calls from the booth or 40 yards down and 30 yards off. And
he could probably coach from the booth, too. Right.
I do that. Kevin Van Ness, give us a little something for the effort.
Oh, yes, indeed.
You were just saying
this morning. Remember hearing that yesterday?
CBS
Yes.
CBS Sunday
Morning. Let's hear Meet the Press with George Stephanopoulos. this week.
I don't want to get in trouble with any.
You got to give me one of the Paul Packers. That gives me goosebumps still.
Okay. You got to give me that one.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah.
Fine.
Like you need the music for it.
But Brian, before we let you go, to just a little plug for these neighborhood associations. I mean, we have them in Green Bay. We have what 26 of them. They have them in Appleton, Oshkosh. It's volunteer time. I know it's work.
Absolutely.
I know 7 people out of 20 do all the heavy lifting. But
so we work closely with the Green Bay Neighborhoods, which is it's a group through this neighborhoods. Yeah, it's one of the things, and they help us out with a lot of stuff like our popcorn popper and stuff like that. But it's as much time as you want to put into it. Our neighborhood association, I think we meet once a month, and then we plan these activities. So we're pretty streamlined with it. Different neighborhoods do different things. We'll share with our group to the other neighborhood associations. So I'm hoping Wilder and Old Preble will be there and stuff like that, of just different activities. It's fun. You're working with people that care about the community.
And with a mission statement to really strengthen the neighborhood, get to know each other. I mean, that's...
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because people say, oh, the city's getting too big, which I mean... But we can keep that small town feel by associations like you're running over there.
Absolutely.
And Wilder, Astor, all of them.
Yeah. And it's nice just to, like I said before, we have a little competition with Astor that we would switch bands when they did their concert in the park. We'd have the same day. So I'd post a picture from Alpine Valley telling them that, that's what we had at McAuliffe. I don't know what you guys are doing at Astor Park, but this is our crowd of 70,000 people to hear Kevin Van Ness or
that's right.
whatever right. there. So,
okay.
What is the key, though, when you go to those places, and you might have a bunch of strangers basically coming together, how do you bring them together? Is there a common element, common denominator? I mean, music can do it. Music brings people together. And Brian, you're
popcorn. It's our popcorn.
It's just a fun night out, John. And I know it's money and sponsorship, but in the long run, it's a lot cheaper to have a band have people a good time in a park than cleaning up a lot of graffiti all over the shelter and break the bench, It's well worth it for the minimum amount of money that it takes to put these on.
And we all have got kids, and you want a safe place for your kids where they can have friends, grow up together, just like we did, right?
Absolutely.
And sometimes you lose that if you don't know each other. But if you know each other, it's like play outside till the streetlights come on.
How cool is it, McAuliffe? You're playing, and as you're looking out at the audience, you got some older folks and a little bit younger, and you're looking over there, there's the kids on the playground. Everyone's just having a great time for 2 hours out in the park. How cool is that?
That's the way it should be. Yeah, it's great. Well, thanks for working together, you guys, to bring this.
Thank you for having us on. Like I said, tomorrow, 6 o'clock, come on out to McAuliffe Park, not McAuliffe School. We're on Sitka. So.
Yeah, tell everybody the difference.
One's a school, one's a park.
There you go,
they're not near each other.
So I always think of Christy McAuliffe School.
It's a great school, but come. I think McAuliffe's in Bellevue anyway. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
3100 Sitka.
Was this named after Dick McAuliffe, the old second baseman for the Detroit Tigers?
Nope, Christy McAuliffe.
Okay.
But that Sitka, there's some nice real estate out there.
There's some, yeah. Not where I'm at, but yeah. No, that's we know nice. That in Halloween we get a lot of trick-or-treaters, and they all come from one house. So it's a nice neighborhood.
It's a great neighborhood.
I just played a horn.
I just look.
Kevin, I got to ask you one last quick question. You brought back the big beads from New Orleans. What is that like when you're in a float at Mardi Gras?
Leading it.
The day starts at 5:30 in the morning at this great big Commander's Palace, big restaurant bar. And the big legend, Pete Fountain, at the time, he's kind of like Michael Jordan was a basketball. Yeah. He was a clarinet guy. All these guys that come from all over the country that pay in their half-fast walking club.
Yeah.
Sit and get his autograph. And he's got free cocktails, food going. 8 o'clock, you step off. You're starting to go down. We don't get done till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's just millions of people as far as you can see. And instead of lawn chairs, since they're so deep, they actually come the day before and set up their step ladders so that you could actually see.
Wow.
And we'll go about an hour. Golf park tomorrow.
First time I did it.
About an hour. I don't know.
And I said, it can't be done already. Oh, no, this is the first stop. Everybody off. You get your adult refreshment.
Wow.
Back on. Then you go again, and you stop at the Monte Leon Hotel. You have lunch. You get back on. You keep going. It took us 2 hours alone just to get through Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
I mean,
that must just be such a thrill.
Do you ever the first time I had done Pete, said, "Did you have a good time?" I said, "I had a blast." He said, "You just played for a million people. How cool is that?"
It's amazing. Yeah. Well, you know what? You just did it again because we got a million listeners.
Oh, of course we do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, give me a little Saints go marching in on the way out.
Okay.
Kevin right. Van Ness, you can listen to him live and in person, McCullough Park, tomorrow. What time does it start, Brian?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. Brian Mills, Kevin Van Ness, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for what you do for
our
community.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Frank Kermans joins us next.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, what a special guest I was having. Kevin Van Ness and Brian Smills in. Had great guests. Like Christian Ambrose, Point Mortgage Corporation, Kendrick Cornell, Alloway Senior Living, Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist. And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Drum roll, please.
Ooh, that was a little bit of a drum roll.
Like that?
Yeah, I liked that a lot.
Nice.
Hey, thanks. Thanks.
Franco, I'm going to let you do your own, because I can't do it as well as you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, star of stage and screen in his own mind, Frank Hermans. And wow. Son Harrison.
Wow, just forget about your sidekick here.
No.
Just
I said Son Harrison.
Finally.
I know how it is, Dad.
Yeah,
wow.
I know.
Sorry about that,
Harrison,
man.
You were here 2 months ago, too, right?
Yeah.
But that's, how are you doing in that? I dig in this theater thing. You were a funny kid I don't know, 10 years ago when I first met you. Are you loving the stage? You gonna pursue this?
Oh, yeah. Well, the High School Musical just got announced. It's Into the Woods. And I got the baker as a freshman. So now I have like 400 pages of stuff to memorize, and I have a month to do it.
Into the Woods. What is it?
It's a musical by Stephen Sondheim. It's basically all the classic fairy tales.
Okay.
Little Red Riding Hood, The Wolf.
Okay.
Witch, Jack and the Beanstalk. So the baker's dad, his wife is pregnant. It's really weird. He goes into the witch's garden and he steals a bunch of her vegetables and he takes the beans, which eventually, if you plant them, will grow into the beanstalk, and she freaks out. So she steals the baker's kid, which turns out to be Rapunzel, and then the baker gets cursed that he can't have any more kids. The family tree is dead and they have to get all these weird items. I don't know. I've never watched it. I just read the script.
Okay.
Harrison, no, this.
Can we talk about my show, please?
No. I will tell you what. Is that amazing how this kid just captured the room just with you? You have just unbelievable energy.
Ty, you know how this show sometimes goes back to the beginning? You know what this is right now?
What's this?
Between Frank and his son?
Yeah.
You know what this is?
What's that?
What did Jim talk about at the very beginning of the show this morning?
I don't know.
With his grandkids, he's no longer.
Oh, yeah.
Is it he's not cool anymore?
No.
He kind of was.
He's not the center of attention
anymore.
Lost.
So this show has come full circle.
Let's talk about your show that's coming up in October.
November.
November, sorry.
All right, Harrison, we're going to give it back to your dad. We'll put a little shine, a little light on him. But, you wrote this because you write everything. I don't know. You must be well over 100.
157 shows I've
Unbelievable.
Written.
Unbelievable.
Okay. Yeah, 26 years. And then I don't remember some of the shows I wrote. My wife, will come up with a song that we did that in Beach Baby. I'm like, what show was that?
Yeah.
But, cool. Yeah.
So tell us about it.
I found my thrill on Scrays Hill. Well, I remember my mom and dad talking about parking when I was maybe in middle school, and they said they'd go up to a place called Scrays Hill. Mm-hmm. Now, Scrays Hill,
were in middle school? I was in middle school.
Okay. They were in high school. This is 1960, 1961.
Okay.
And it was the place to go to get away. It had the back roads. It was all farmland, cornfields, right. And there were places to park. That there wasn't a police presence up there. I mean, once you went by the Swan Club in East of Pier, there was nothing.
Right.
You went up Dickinson Road. You went up, and there was all farms everywhere. I mean, Mystery Hills.
There was
Hills,
no ledge view or
there
anything.
There was no ledge view. The golf course wasn't even there. So you'd find these little areas to park, and hence, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey. Hence.
That word can never be used enough.
I like that word.
I love that
benounced.
Word.
Yes. I like benounced, too.
I like it.
So hence, yeah. All right.
So it's based in 60-61?
Yeah, 60-61.
Good music.
I played Professor Scray at St. Norbert College, and my family owns Scray's Hill, and I'm a professor of sociology. So I want to delve into an experiment about parking. So all of my students, they go parking on Scray's Hill, which is posted, no trespassing. And my son Harrison, who is a prodigy at 14 years old going to St. Norbert College, likes to spy on these people and get to know the ropes.
Okay.
There we go.
There's the plot. All right, we got it.
Give us some of the music.
All the music is from the late 60s, late 50s.
Early 60s.
Of course, I found my thrill on Scray's Hill. Harrison, what songs are you singing?
Do You Want to Dance? Not the...
You're doing the Beach Boy version.
Yeah, the Beach Boys version.
Yep. And
Dirty Dancing?
No.
Okay.
Not the Ramones version either.
But you'll know every song in the show. Dynamite by Brenda Lee. I mean, every song rocks. There's a lot of duets in this show, too, because guess what? There's a lot of couples.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Is this rated-wise?
It's PG. All of our shows are PG. There's no swearing. There are innuendos. Okay? It's parking. Can I give a line?
Yes.
Okay.
Todd?
No, we can do it.
May he give a line?
It's an innuendo. Pass on Match Game 73 back in the day? Innuendo-wise? Because that's my rule.
One of the lines of the show, she plays a cheerleader at St. Norbert, and she's been to Scray's Hills many times. Mm-hmm. And the one girl asks her, what do you see when you go to Scray's Hills? And she says, usually the roof of the car.
Oh.
So, is that okay?
That's okay.
Is that right?
That's funny. That's
the only innuendo that's in the show.
They'll all get it. That's funny.
All right. But it's all great early 60s music.
You're bringing the same crew. I mean, you have such talent on stage.
Yeah, everyone's back. Harrison always comes back for the summer. 14. This kid has matured. You ought to hear this boy sing. He's like his mom. He's the harmony genius. And I'm jealous every time. He knows my songs more than I know my songs, right?
Buddy?
Yep.
I'm glad you give deference to your dad. Yep.
Yep.
Well, the second year I had to learn one of your songs to help you memorize
it. Thank you, son.
go sit in the car.
Frank, is this your favorite type of music, though?
I love the oldies. Yeah, I grew up, my mom and dad, listening to what was the station back then? I think it was WGEE played the old country. And then it was I can't remember the other one. WNFL played the oldies. It was all AM radio back then, man. In my dad's truck. I know every song. Yeah. And it's so cool to relive those memories and sing those songs.
And it goes without saying, this is at the Meyer, which you own the Meyer Theater. In terms of, nobody's there more than you.
We do 80 shows a year there.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to do that. We're there for 4 weeks. We open up July 17th all the way through August 10th. And then opening night, July 17th, is a fundraiser for NewCap. $10 of every ticket goes to NewCap. They're a wonderful organization. Yes, we love to give back to the community also.
Man. When you put these together in your head, and we talked about that one time, you don't sit and sweat over a computer. These just pop in your head. And don't you say you're like two or three ahead?
I am already, believe it or not, my show in February next year is called The Manawa Rodeo. It's about a Manawa Rodeo queen. So I went to the Manawa Rodeo and checked it out because I want that story. But my next show in August or September is called Don't Squeeze the Charmin. The show is rated PNG. Ha! Get it?
Proctor that's funny. Got it. That is. Yeah. That's kind of funny.
And Mr. Whipple works at Sherway. So we're bringing back some Sherway memories and all that stuff.
You know, I was listening to Chris Stapleton.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Chris.
He's got a great on Sirius, just a phenomenal thing. And he was talking about when he first became, he said, now, all right, maybe once a week, maybe once, you know, when I'm in the mood. But he said early on, the way he learned to write was sitting there very disciplined with some really good songwriters.
Yes.
And he'd write like three times a day.
Yeah.
He said, now he doesn't want to work that hard, so to speak. But for yourself, I would imagine it was a little bit the same transformation. It's early on versus where you're at now.
It would take me weeks to write a show.
Right.
I mean, really, and I try to make everything cohesive. Now, what I do is I get a big picture. I have all the plot line. I have all the characters in my head, the songs. And then I sit down at a computer. So I know where I'm going. But then I like writing conversation. I love conversation. So when I'm writing conversation, the funny stuff just comes out. You know where you're going. You know where you know what the plot line is and the music and the characters. And I try to make each character as like they're standalone. Like there's six leads in this show, not just one lead. Everybody's a lead character.
That's cool.
So I got to make sure everybody gets the same lines, blah blah blah, and that there's a couple storylines going on at the same time, and then the culmination, of course, at the end.
So Harrison, do you write too? You're young. What are you, 14, 15?
14.
Yeah. I mean, you act. You're funny.
Size of 23.
Yes.
But do you write? Is that something you're interested in?
I write music. I don't write. I'm not good enough to write what he does.
Whoa, did I just get a compliment?
I'm hearing it.
I got an offset compliment from my son.
You better use it. You don't get many of those.
Let me ask you this, though, Frank. Because when I used to do stories in TV, and sometimes you do these funny stories I do for the shows, and some you'd put together and say, oh, this is funny. Oh, this is a funny line. And it's nothing.
Bob. Okay. Oh, I'm gonna
does that ever happen to you?
Every time. Okay. When we first read the script, I'm like, I can't wait for them to read this. And then Pal throw something funnier in there.
Yeah.
Or Tom. Yeah, that's what he did last night. Tom will throw. It's all, you know, the script is there, but there's room. And there's room to add. There is improvisation all the time in my shows.
Kudos to you for allowing that. There are some people that
get, don't touch. This is art.
This is art.
Don't touch my off
It's
face.
Done.
It's padding.
It's done.
Oh,
it's
my
chiseled
God.
Perfectly.
No, I get chopped down every time we read this script. Another
you know, and sometimes, I was just going to say, sometimes they even wait till you're on stage to do the ad-libbing.
I get ran over the bus
I think that's so
much.
Funny.
I get the dualies running over me all the time.
I like it.
You know what? That's kind of what I am. Self-deprecating humor is me. Yeah. And that's kind of what I like.
Right.
And it works for my character. Some people can't do that.
Yeah.
And you got to write that.
But it works for the audience.
Yeah.
But I was watching, that's the other thing I was thinking about when I was shocked for the Good Morning or CBS Morning Show yesterday. One of the things they did was on the anniversary of Jaws.
Yes. Yes, I watched it.
Did you see that?
Oh, was that amazing?
Wasn't that fantastic?
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yes.
I mean, he begged for that role.
Yes. Yes, yeah. and which is the main guy, the sheriff? Was really mad. He didn't want the woman being hired.
Yes.
He didn't think she was like hot enough and stuff like that.
She wasn't big enough star.
Yes,
Schneider was his name.
Robert,
Schneider.
Yeah. Yeah. And when they were doing the one hug, right? Big.
Yeah.
He whispers. He goes, "God, you got a fat head." So he whispers.
She wanted his face more in the camera than hers.
But it talked about that where the writer and Spielberg.
Yeah.
They were, when they would say, hey, if you guys want to try to ad lib, that's where a lot of the funniest lines came from.
It is. It really is. You have the concept in your head. You know where the story's going, and something pops in your head, especially something that's relevant right now, you know, and it really works.
There's a lot to be said for you, though, Frank. I mean, I've known you forever, but that says a lot about you, because there are some divas out there that you can't change a word, and in writing, in music, and... You know, I think that's great, and I think that's why you've kept your talent around you, too.
Oh, yes.
I mean, one doesn't have a choice because she's married to you, but the other...
and one is my kid.
And the other
he gets paid so well in the summer, by the way.
He does. Child labor laws. I can help you with that.
Oh my God.
Are you gonna let us like give us hints on your next one? I mean, not that you know we gotta blow this one off yeah. yet, but what,
any... Well, I'm starting to write.
Well, you said about the Mr. Show. Whipple one, yep. the PNG. Yep.
And then, are you Mr. Whipple?
No, Paul Evenson plays Mr. Whipple, and he's going to be like the guy from Woodman's, that character.
Oh yeah.
You know, like that character. And the Charmin could be one of the employees that work there that's getting squeezed. Okay. So I'm just saying, but he catches people squeezing his Charmin all the time. And there's a lot of employees from Procter & Gamble that are involved with this show. And as you know, Charmin now has those bears. So you might even see a bear walk on stage.
Hey, one thing about your shows, though, you deliver to what you know the audience wants, don't
Correct.
You?
Correct.
I mean, I bet you've got the audience in mind a lot of times when you're writing these.
We have had some season ticket holders. I think there's about 100 yet that have been with us since the beginning.
Yeah.
And that was 2020. Cool. So they've been season ticket holders for 26 years. That's when we were at the Sports Corner, and our max was 105.
You mean year
people.
2000?
Yeah, year 2000.
Oh, you said 2020.
Did I say 2020?
Yeah.
I meant year 2000. Right. Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah, he did. He corrects
thanks
me.
Thanks for pointing it out, Harry.
Thanks, son.
Yeah, you're old guy and a little cult.
Old guy and a little cult. That's what he calls me. But and then now we have, you know, almost 1,400 season ticket holders that expect. They know what. Hey! Yeah, great. So
I found my thrill.
Yeah.
On top of Scrace Hill.
Yeah. Nice work, Todd. Work in the booth right there, baby. So I tell you what, it is a wonderful show. Great memories.
Stick around.
Yeah.
You're on for another 10 minutes.
I am.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Hang in there.
All right.
The moon stood still on Blueberry Hill. It lingered until.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Todd the greatest producer you've ever seen.
Oh my God, and he got the Beach Boys one. That is is that a half step down from the original?
Yep, it's tuned down a little
bit. It's tuned down a little bit so they can sing it, yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Frank Herman's son Harrison, Let Me Be Frank Productions, starting tomorrow, did you say?
No, July 17th.
July 17th.
I'm here a little early to promote, but I like talking great. To you guys.
Oh, it's the Music in the Park is tomorrow.
Yeah,
Music in the Park. I'm sorry, I got those.
No problem.
I found my thrill on Scrace Hill.
Yes.
Tickets.
Tickets are available at ticketsareonline.com, or you can go to letmebefranks.com or meyertheater.org, or call my cell phone, 920-371-4070.
Are you serious?
I'll get you tickets. Sure. My phone number is everywhere. I take phone calls all day long because here's why. I think it's important to have that client contact. I was a salesman my whole life. I want to make sure people are taken care of. If they got an issue with a ticket where they can't come, guess what? I'm going to refund their ticket, and I'm going to make sure they come to another show. Because there's times where there's things that come, hey, Frank, I had something happen to my family. I can't make it tonight. And most policies when you go are, there's no refunds.
Right.
Well, guess what? I know the guy, so I can help him out.
Yeah. You guys don't outdoor things, right?
We don't, but we got a couple this summer. We don't do a lot of the free shows because we're a ticketed event.
Right.
But next Saturday, Harrison and I will be in Gillette for my first Elvis show of the year.
Oh, boy.
2 to 4 p.m., Gillette Park. I can't remember the name, but it's a wonderful festival for raising
it's
money
a nice little town,
for
Gillette?
Veterans. We're raising money for veterans.
Oh, nice!
Yeah.
I think it's the only park in Gillette, so I think you're safe.
So
if you go
to Gillette, look for a park. I start at 2 o'clock, and they got a couple Nashville acts after me. So yeah.
And Harris, what do you do when you and your dad are there?
Well, I think I'm just doing sound, right? Or am I singing?
I'm gonna make you sing a couple.
All right. Good. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Do you still do Elvis a lot or no?
You know, I got to tell you what. Elvis does okay for me. So, I probably do 30 gigs a year. I got a private gig at the country club on Sunday for a 50th. You know, I do a lot of those things. Yeah. And then we're going to do something huge at Klipstein Park on Wednesday, July 26th. Amy, myself, Harrison, little Elvis, little Reba, little oldies. Harrison will be singing. We do that every year. Woodside Lutheran Home or Woodside Senior Facility sponsors us, and we like to do that for them.
We were talking about this earlier with Kevin and Brian and everything, that private gigs have become really popular, haven't they?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I get calls all the time, and I got to turn them down because we do so many shows. But
yeah.
When you get a private gig, private bus tours, they will hire you to do a private show for them now. It's crazy.
And tell me, Big Mouth was on too last week, and we're talking to them, and you know they did five shows over the 4th, but three were private. And I can see the guy wanting to pay if he can afford it. You know,
those guys are not cheap. They got 10 guys in the band.
Yeah, they.
And when they do a private gig, they're getting paid.
But I just want to talk on the other side of it, though. The person sponsoring that, because you really want your friends, you bring 100 friends or 200, to really have a good time. And sometimes a few people can, you know, bring it the wrong way. So I don't know if you can afford it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
Kevin just right before he left, we were talking about that off the air, and he said, I'm not going to say the place where, whatever, but we were wrapping up, and a guy said, hey, can you play so and so? He goes, sorry, we're putting this up. He goes, here's $1,000 to play that song.
Yep. Hey,
what are you going to say?
The equipment came out really fast.
Can you guys do one more song? Here's $500.
Right.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. That happens all the time.
Really?
It happens all the time, and thank goodness for that. Because, you know, public gigs are great because they create your
awareness.
Awareness, your name. But then that's how you get the private gigs. We probably do 20, 30 private gigs a year.
And I got to believe you're treated pretty well at a private
gig,
right?
Treated very well, and you treat them very well.
Right.
You know, like when I do a private Elvis gig, I usually write a song for the person it's for. So that, like for a birthday or anniversary.
See?
So you make it personalized, Give them a chair dance. I'm kidding.
What's a chair dance?
You don't know what a chair dance is?
No.
I'll show you, John, after, okay?
I don't think I want to know.
Okay.
Todd, you know what a chair dance is?
I'm sorry?
Frank says he wants to give me a chair dance later. What's a chair dance?
A lap dance?
No, it's not a lap dance. It's a chair dance. You just do the Elvis, you know, moves around.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right. I had it wrong.
All right.
Pretty cool stuff you're doing here, Frank.
Thank you, Jim.
Really, you're just part of this community. You think of, you know, Green Bay. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people think of the Packers. But, I mean, really, you got to... 26 years, did you say, or 23?
26 years of community. And I got to tell you, I still dream of getting a job. You know, I've been doing this 26 years. Is it going to hold out? Are people going to come and see us?
I bet.
And they still do.
Yeah,
they still do.
And they love you.
I just signed another 3-year contract with the Meyer. So
I love how you've brought the family in together. And you're supporting some people that these are... Because we were texting one of the things we were talking about with Woody here the other day, Mankowski.
Yeah,
who's phenomenal.
Love Woody.
But I was reading about his background. He says, you know, it's a tough way to make a living. Yeah. You know, he was out in L.A. It's like maybe a gig here and then someplace closes or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, what you've done for your people... I mean, obviously, you can always take care of yourself, but what you've done for your people, I think, is really admirable, and that's no BS.
Yeah, we support 13 people. They get paid to do this gig, and some of them, it's their first full-time job.
And you've had some other people come through there. I mean, Jack's one of your... Yep. He's done a great job, and I think that's great when it's not all about you.
It's
Johnny's
not,
just saying.
What is the old line?
And Woody Mikowski, too, his kid, too, is done. Jackson's
he's phenomenal.
He really is.
And I've been trying... I've had Woody on my talk show already, Frankly Green Bay, but I've tried to get Jackson a few times. He's tough to nail down. I'll get him one of these days. Mm-hmm. So, talented kid.
There's some talent in Northeast Wisconsin.
There is.
I don't know if it's known for, you know... talent for musically, because the Packers overshadow so much, but the actual homegrown organic talent in this area, I think, is amazing.
And it starts at a young age, Dudley Birder and all that, and just brings them up. And
half my folks went through the Dudley Birder program, went to St. Norbert College. They were on the Swinging Knights, now the Broadway Knights, Kent Paulson.
Right.
I mean, and that's where I recruit. I actually recruit through St. Norbert and UWGB in their music programs.
And the theater is strong, but the symphony, we've had them on here, and that it's just good stuff to have here. And it's good,
folks.
And they go very far, not just with the music, but it's good to use that side of your brain, too.
And everybody supports each other.
Yeah. Well, you guys are a good tight group. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for what you're
doing. Thanks, guys.
Frank Hermans. And his young protege, Harrison.
Found my thrill on Scray's Hill.
Can't wait.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys. Always fun having you guys in here.
Love you guys.
We're out of time. Thanks, everybody. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.